The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dr. Jen. If you're brand new, we want to give you a big welcome. We're all about metaphysics, the angelic realm, energy healing, just natural approaches to living a healthier, happier life, all of the above. That's what I'm all about. I love it. We also look at astrology from a soul position, more of an esoteric astrology and numerology. We look at all the different messages that are coming from the universe that help guide us. And we're going to do that today. We're going to look at February. And February, here's the good news, has a lighter note. It's going to feel like a bit of an ease from the intensity we were feeling in the last couple of months. But it's also still going to keep us going as we move forward and we ease into the energy and the vibration of 2020. So that's what we're looking at. We're looking at life from that approach because, wow, I mean, there is so much out there that is beautiful and shows you that you're either on track, you're off track, different things because from dreams. I live in nature, and yes, it's crazy. Zach and I were just talking about how crazy it is where I live, but I absolutely love it because I feel more connected with intuition that way. That's not for everybody, but that's what works for me. And I just love it. The other thing is we have a lot to look forward to with how this energy is moving us through energy. Okay, so because February in numerology, now just to start it off, let me start off this way. In February, in numerology, this is a number 6 month. And that's all about peace, harmony, you know, nurturing the family, feeling comfortable, you know, just things like that will feel more important to you. Like you feel like you need that balance in your life, but peace and harmony come in with the number six. But we're also in a leap year. Every 4 years, remember, a leap year. So we have that extra day in February. And on the 29th of February this year, that in numerology is a number eight. That's the number of abundance. That's the number of a lot of good things. I mean, that's eight. The eight is a beautiful number. That one represents balance. That one represents the infinite potential of what your soul came here to do. So we have a great energy lineup for February. We have a retrograde that will start. And here's the part that I love that the angels pointed out to me about the retrograde, Mercury retrograde. You know, we always hear that Mercury retrograde. Oh, man, that's going to cause havoc and confusion and all that. This year, I do believe from what I'm seeing and what I'm picking up intuitively with angels, this is my perspective and what I'm understanding. We're going to welcome those Mercury retrogrades versus, oh, no, it's going to cause havoc and all this stuff. You know, back in the day, it would be like, oh, here we go again, because we get those quite often, 3 or 4 times a year, and they last about 3 weeks. We're going to welcome Mercury retrograde because they give you the opportunity to step back and reevaluate from an inward viewpoint on how things are going for you in an outward in the world. And they're gifts. They really are. They're gifts. So I think we're starting to move into that with 2020. And I like that. Now, I'm going to be bringing you insights with the angels on this today. If you want to call in, 1-800-930-2819, you're welcome to call in. We have a live chat open on my YouTube channel. Welcome to those that are joining me over there, and you can put things over there if you like. We're also live streaming video. That's video streaming. We're also video live streaming on Facebook with our network, Transformation Talk Radio, on their Facebook pages. And we're out there in the audio. If you like a certain venue that you enjoy listening to the show, and please, please do. If you're over on YouTube and you want to get the notifications that where you've got a new show coming up, be sure to subscribe over there. And if you like the show, let me know that. Like the show, share it with others. We appreciate that because we're here to help the world. You know, we're here to help you, lift you, inspire you, and show you a positive perspective to life. We got plenty of negative, plenty of scary stuff out there, but that's not balanced if that's all we're focusing on. This month also will carry the energy of Aries. And we still have some of that Capricorn flying around in there. And we have a lot of initiative to manifest right now. So there's a little bit of a number five energy. I asked about that number five energy this morning when I was taking my morning walk with my co-host Demi, the dog. You know, if anybody's been with the show for a while, you know who she is. Every now and then she'll pipe up and you'll hear her. We had a beautiful visit from a baby dragonfly right there at my door. And those are transformative. And it was new. It was a baby. So that tells me it was very bright and new. And it was beautiful because I knew this was for me to share with you because I was thinking about what to share with you today. And I was aligning with the angels about that. And that's what I do. It's like a meditative walk. I do that every morning. And then we saw a beautiful, colorful moth. Sometimes moths are plain and bland looking with not a lot of color. This one was beautiful, and that was also at my door. And that's another positive message, see? And they were just letting me know, yeah, changes in the air, you know? And there's a 12-12 energy that came in very strong. We had that back in December, but it's still there. And that energy is all about, this is a big manifesting time. February is an opportunity to not be so freaked out or afraid to try something new. There's going to be a strength with that peace and harmony that comes in. And I'm just looking forward to sharing some details with you on this because this is a very positive time. However, guess what? Remember, you have to choose to put some effort into realigning your thoughts, and if you start getting caught up on what you're worried about, that's where you have to step in and go, you know what? Yeah, I'm doing it again. I'm thinking and fretting, overthinking it. I'm starting to think about all the things I'm worried about. Then you shift it. You, with that intention, you shift it. And this one, I'm being reminded a lot in my own personal life and to share with you. Be sure to remind yourself if you start going down that path, nope, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to shift this. Angels are here to help us do that. Not to do it all for us, but to help guide us and help us practice and strengthen that capability to keep our thoughts focused on what we do want to see, what we do want to bring into our lives. And to take it away from the fear a little bit, because that fear, man, that's that old school stuff trying to pull at you. That's like a heavy brick weighing you down. So we're here to help remind you, and we're here to show you that there's options and you can choose that. Okay, so I'm going to let everybody start putting some things out there. When we come back, we'll start taking some questions as I'm sharing some of this information, and we'll take callers if you call in, 1-800-930-2819. I'm going to take a break in just a moment. Now, we have, let's see, when it comes to peace and harmony, I want everybody to think about something. I want you to think about what in your life helps you feel peaceful. And if you're thinking, I don't know, I don't feel very peaceful right now. I got all this stuff going on. Okay. Chaos, confusion. That is when we want to reground. And I'm bringing this up. It's a really important one to bring up. I'm bringing this up now because this is one of the big ones that trips all of us up, including me, if I'm not paying attention to that. If I start trying to go too fast, remember, this frequency feels like it's a higher frequency that seems to spin faster, but that doesn't mean we try to go faster. It's a really interesting one with this, and I've said it before, but when you start feeling like, I can't keep up, I'm going faster, you know, because you're feeling the energy frequency rising, you actually slow down, you reconnect, you ground yourself, and you go, I'm going to think clearly. It doesn't mean you go physically faster. The reason that happens to us a lot is because we're still acclimating to this new frequency, and we're trying to keep up with it like it was the old frequency. It happens to all of us. It's happened to me too. And if I get going too busy or I start getting scattered, you know, I go, oh, there it is. Slow down. And then when you slow down, you're actually aligning with the frequency, which is much more peaceful. You release all the fears. You release the anxieties. You release that need to keep up. You do what is resonating for you. And you're not worried about all those, well, what ifs and what ifs. And see, that's always lowering it. And if you are in a lower energetic frequency, then this frequency that Earth is in right now will feel faster. Yeah, there it is right there. So when you slow down and you align and you go, okay, gonna release some of that, you start to rise your frequency, and then it doesn't feel like it's so fast. So once you're with it, it's interesting how that works. And I find it fascinating. And once you start realizing, oh, that's what's going on. Okay, yeah. Well, then you want to practice. You want to be more in line with the movement and the flow. It's like if you're on the highway and you're trying to keep up with the traffic. If you're going too slow in your car, they seem so much faster, right? If you're going at the same speed as the flow of traffic, doesn't feel like that. If you're going a lot faster than the rest of them, you notice that too, right? That's it right there. There's your analogy to help you with what I'm talking about. Okay. You guys, if you have questions, put them out there. If you have comments, if you want to share an experience, sometimes you don't have a question. You just had something really cool happen. That's what this show's about. We want to share some positive insight too. So with that, I'm going to take a quick break. And when we come back, I'm going to start. If you've got a call, you want to call in 1-800-930-2819. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We will be right back after the break.
Have you ever heard of the 90-10 rule? It goes like this. 90% of the time, no one is thinking of you. 90% of the time, everyone's thinking about themselves. And if you think of it like that, it takes the weight off because now you're not being judged. I'm Megan Edge. I'd love for you to join me on Playing on the Edge Radio, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host Dr. Pat on Transformation Radio FM.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yeah. Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness.
Welcome back to the show. Okay, we have a caller on the line, so let's go ahead and bring the caller on. Guys, if you're in the chat or you want to call in, put your questions out there because I want to answer what's going on for you, or you might have a wonderful thing to share. So let's bring on the caller, Zach.
Missouri, you're live on the Dr. Jen Royster Show.
Hi, Jen.
Hi, Deborah. Welcome. Welcome from Missouri. Is it cold and snowy there? I don't even know.
Well, it's kind of cold, but our snow melted, so it's gone.
Okay. Well, what? when I think of Missouri in the winter, I'm like, oh. What do you have that you want to share with us today, or do you have a question?
Well, I guess both. What happened, I got thinking, for some reason came in today is Thursday for me to call you. So I'm in bed and I'm sleeping. And once in a while, I will get a lot of energy. I'll wake up and I'll feel energy on my foot, left side, my left foot. And, mm-hmm. and it can get kind of strong, but then it leaves, but it wouldn't leave. And it got stronger and stronger. And it got so strong that it hurt so bad. And finally, my body was saying, I'm not taking this anymore. And so I got up real early and because I just wanted to get my feet on the ground, you know. And I mm-hmm. guess I'm asking you, what is all that?
Okay. Kind of cool, actually. I know it didn't feel very good at first. And so I'm going to explain that. No. That's a great example of energy moving and energy ready to move out and shift and change for you. First of all, for anybody listening, so, you know, and I'm not sure, you may already know some of this, Deborah, but the left side of our body is feminine energy. Doesn't matter if you're male, female, whatever. The left side of the body is feminine. The right side is male energy. That doesn't mean dominant or non-dominant. That's different. That's dependent on what is your dominant, you know, hand. Like, which hand do you write with? You know, what's your dominant hand? Then it's a different one. But we're talking about the feminine and masculine energy that's in all of us. We have both. With it being your foot, that is the feminine energy taking a step forward in life. And for the last several years, it feels that you have been strengthening to speak up for that and to feel confident in that side of you and not to doubt it. When you feel a strong energy coming in, that's like, ow, okay, whoa, you're feeling an immediate response from the programming within us that is resistant to releasing it. Also, if it's something that's been there for very long, sometimes these things can, I'm not saying it is with you, but it can manifest into something that is physical, like an arthritic or something like that. And I'm not diagnosing that. That's not what I do. I'm talking about the energy. But if there was something that continued like that, you would want to make sure you're paying attention to that, see if you got something else going on. But honestly, it sounds like the movement of energy. So when something like that happens, I'll feel very strange, strong vibrations in different parts of my own body, and I know it's energy moving. I immediately take myself into a mindset, and this is what's worked for me, so that's why I'm sharing it. I would go with, okay, that's energy needing to move. Even if it has manifested physically, there's always the energy behind is the root cause. So even if you have something that you got to deal with on a physical level, you still can release energy because you can shift things. And that's energy healing right there. I've done a lot. I'm talking from personal experience. I have healed more physically that way than I have any other way. But I'm talking my personal experiences with that. I have seen it happen with other clients as well. That's why I am very passionate about energy healing. I think it's a very important part of healthcare. Now, you help it, you assist it. So whenever you feel like that's like the energy is trying to move, but stuck in that section. That's what that means when it's like, whoa, this is intense, or it might feel uncomfortable. Sometimes it feels like a lot of heat. So I go immediately to, what can I do to help release this? Now, with your foot, that's actually an easy one. You could put the foot in the salt bath. You could put your whole body in. But whatever it is you want to do, whatever works for you to help you move energy, that's what that is. But your feminine energy wants to move forward and be stronger and lead. And it's letting you know that. And that can be a battle sometimes. And we immediately, a lot of times, think of outside of ourselves, like it's a masculine energy from outside of ourselves that's stopping it. Yeah, well, you might have that in your life. And then at the same time, it's usually the dominant, the male side of us, the masculine side of us trying to, like, no, wait, this is the way we've always done it. And I've always led. And it's like this little inner argument thing going on. But when we acknowledge it and we listen to what it's trying to say, and we go, okay, I hear you. You're a little bit freaked out that we want to move forward and try this different. You're acknowledging and listening to the fear and the concern, and then it's easier to release it. That's why I wanted to say that, because it's a lot easier to release energy when we acknowledge it, not ignore it. So that's the answer to that one before I keep moving on. Does that make sense?
Yes, yeah, it does. Yeah.
Uh-huh. I said a lot. I know. I just said a whole lot, didn't I? Okay. Well, I am going, that's pretty much what I was receiving. It's nothing to be afraid of. It's more of an acknowledgement. It's happening in the subconscious. You're noticing it in the subconscious in the sleeping time right before you wake up. So it's getting your attention to let you know, hey, I need some attention at this part of my body. So I would make sure everything's okay physically there as well. But also, look at the energy of it moving and how that relates to the feminine. But with that, I'm going to keep going because we have another caller.
You.
And I, you're welcome and good to talk to you. I have another caller we're going to bring on.
Too.
Yeah, all right. Bye-bye. And bye-bye. We have some questions coming up in the chat, so I want to get to those. Let's bring on the next caller.
We got Karina from California. You're live on the Jen Royster Show.
Hi, Karina.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for taking my call.
Sure. Okay, what do we got today for you? What are we doing?
So I have been feeling that the energy of change, and it's been happening over a few years after listening to your show. And so I finally have come to a conclusion that, you know, you've been teaching forever about, you know, letting things go. And now I just needed some guidance in regards to my situation. I don't know if you need details or not, but I do need some guidance. I need to kind of like step back and let my spouse handle his situation. And it does frustrate me because I am a fast moving person and he's not so fast.
Yeah, that's actually enough information right there, because it's the energy we want to know about. We don't have to know all the personal details, and just to respect his privacy as well. But here's the thing. When we have a close relationship, like a spouse or a loved one or a family member like that, we can sometimes become intertwined. And what I'm feeling very strongly for you with this is practicing. You've been letting go and releasing. I know that. And you've been working a lot with this. Your speed of spiritual awakening will be different from his. And you're in a mode of practicing. It's more of a respect for someone else going at their pace. And that sometimes is hard. So we feel like it gets confusing. And I understand that, because we feel like we're detaching. We feel like we're detaching, but we're not. We're basically giving them and holding space for them in a different way. We're giving them that space, and he may or may not even be on the path, is according to you. It doesn't matter. That doesn't matter. We respect where he is right now. And that can be hard sometimes if we don't want to feel like we're leaving anybody behind or we're growing apart. Believe it or not, we can grow stronger in a relationship by respecting one another and their positions and their freedom to be the individual. And then also supportive, but it doesn't mean that you change from what's right for you. Some of it's going to work. Some of it might be conflicting with another. But in the long run, that's what I'm feeling very strongly, that's the process you're in right now. Because when we first go onto the spiritual awakening path, we are so excited. We have high energy. We are feeling something that's amazing. And we want everybody that we love to be with us in it. We don't want them to miss out. And we can sometimes come on so strong and they're not hearing it or understanding it the way we do, because that's not where they are in the journey yet. Everybody has a different place where they're in, and sometimes in the different lifetime. Is that making sense so far?
Yes.
Are you okay? Are you okay? Take a deep breath. Okay. You're emotionally feeling a release. That's healing. Oh, I'm feeling you now. I'm getting a chill. Everybody listening, let's give her some love here. Just think about it. I am really feeling this strong. You're releasing quite a bit right now. And I can feel it. It's going all the way through. Yes. Here's the thing.
I need to step back.
And it's hard to, when we love somebody and we're, you know, especially if we're like the mother or, you know, the one that makes sure, the caretaker that makes sure everyone in the family is okay. Trust me, I've been there, done that. And I've learned this through the school of hard knocks, no kidding. But I have also learned, and the wisdom starts kicking in when we go, you know what? I need to just let them find their way they want to, as long as they're respecting and letting you find your way. But in order for someone else to respect us, it really helps if we respect them back. Kind of a, you know, goes around, comes around. And if you feel, and sometimes there's a, it's not to keep something from somebody close to you, but sometimes, you know, topics may not be of interest, like something you want to watch or read, he may not be interested in right now. That's okay. That's okay. He's in a different place. And when you allow the universe to support you, the angels to support you, and you, your soul is staying with what's right for you and resonating for you, you stay strong. It's kind of like when I was talking about you keep your protective shield on, but instead of thinking about what's on the outside that could hit it and affect your balance, keep your good stuff in. It's not shielding him out. It's just keeping where he is from affecting where you are. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it makes sense, because I do have a problem with that. It does affect me a lot. Like I lose sleep over it, and I just feel that, you know, he doesn't see an urgency, and
he may not. Yeah, and that's where, you know, when you're really close with someone, that's where it takes that capacity to see it from the bigger picture. It's like, you know what? You don't want to cause the friction like that, because if he's in a different place, he's not going to see it the way you do, and you're not going to see it the way he does. So that's what you're feeling. It doesn't mean it's awful. As long as he's respecting and letting you grow in your path and not disrespecting you, that's something I need to mention. But I don't feel that. I feel like you're just trying to take care and process his energy when it's not yours. You process and you focus on you. And when you actually remember that, you really are filled with working on your own soul journey, and you're not so consumed with what somebody else is doing. And here's the other little kicker with that. When we're so focused on what somebody else is doing, we're avoiding what we should be working on ourselves. We don't realize that's what we're doing. We don't see that as, oh,
absolutely.
We didn't realize that's what we were doing. You know, more of a diversion, but it's you're fretting on something that's outside of you. And I know it's not very easy when we have a close relationship like that. I understand that. I've had to do it too, but I have also seen that's when it's amazing and things start to settle. And then you just let someone grow in their own journey, because we're all in our own journey here. And we can't do another journeys for them. We have to do ours. So I hope that that helps ease you and to know. And you're not doing anything wrong. You're not abandoning him by letting him be free to be where he is. You got to let, I mean, there's households where they don't even believe in the same things. Two different, but it can still be harmonious if long as everybody's respecting everybody. That's the interesting part there. Right. It becomes a friction and can break down a relationship when there is no respect for one another. So the respect for one another to be in their own space is what you're looking at right now. And you don't have to fix it for them. And I understand that. That is tough. That's a tough one. I understand. And I'm glad you called in, because that's something that a lot of us can feel. But I'm gonna keep moving so I can get to some of the other questions in the chat. I hope that that did help you and give you some direction.
Absolutely. Just confirm to keep trying and keep going that same direction. And worry about yourself type of thing.
You know, we have to be reminded a lot sometimes, and so do I. I mean, I have literally, when I've gotten a strong message from the angels with a number code, or they'll use numbers all the time with me, or different signs in nature, I make sure that I either print the picture out or draw the picture or write the number out to remind me, like, they need me to focus with this energy right now. And I do. And that really helps me. That's something that I've done, because I can get very busy making sure I'm helping all of you, right? To where I can't forget me either. So that's what will happen. And I go, oh, don't forget. Yeah. I was like, yep, you're right. So just take a deep breath and know that actually it's putting some of the burden down, because that's his to carry. That's where he's supposed to do that. And that's a free will. That's respecting someone else's free will to be where they want to be in their spiritual journey, wherever it might be. Some people don't feel like they have any spiritual anything. That's a spiritual choice, actually. So, you know, it's just respecting one another. That's kind of where you are in the journey right now, is learning how to have that capacity for that. So I think you're going to be fine. I think it's just a matter of you just stay with that. But thank you for calling in.
Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you. Bye-bye, Karina. Bye-bye. Wow. Okay, let me go over. We have a couple of questions in chat. Let me look over and see what's going on over there. This is over in the YouTube chat on my channel, Jen Royster, if you're looking for that. It's also embedded on my website on the talk show page. Let's see. Good morning. We got some good mornings. We have Judy is saying, good morning. I have been so seeing the number 11111 or 1111. Oh, oops. There it is right there. Take this as me starting a cardio aerobics class. Well, it's definitely the number of change, new beginnings, transformative. It's also a manifesting, very strong manifesting. So absolutely, if you are feeling that shift to do something different activity-wise that way with that aerobics, then do it. I've had people coming to me asking me this and now seeing ones. Absolutely. If you have that message coming in, I'm validating what you already know, Judy. You did good with that. You got it pretty good. If you're getting that number repeatedly and then you've got, you know, something popping up in conversation, or you see it, or if it's just like randomly this topic keeps coming up, they're dropping clues. Okay. They're dropping clues to you. So definitely look for something that you would enjoy. Don't do what everybody else thinks you should do when it comes to that. Do what you would like to do. I mean, there's different kinds of cardio stuff out there. Trust me. I used to teach that stuff back in the 80s. Oh my goodness. I used to do classes for that, you know, because I've always loved anything with health and fitness. But there's a lot of different ones out there. But I feel you need to do something that feels fun so you'll stick with it. So that's the detail that I want to give you on that. And that is coming from Archangel Raphael. He's actually encouraging you gently with the different nudges, because Raphael is all about healing and health, whether it's physical, whether it's mental, whether it's emotional, relationship, all of it. And I think that's kind of cool. So go find a cardio class that you would enjoy. There's all different ways to do cardio. And one that you would stick with and you can't wait to go back and do because it's so fun. You don't have to do the ones that you don't like. You won't stay with it. Keep it real. Keep it real. She's saying, thank you. Appreciate that confirmation. I've been an exercise buff for a very long time, and now people are saying I should start a class. Ooh, there you go. Ah, I love it. Well, maybe you should. Maybe you should. I love that. Let's see. What else do we have? We have Dilek. Oh, this was from last week. Hello, Jen. After you explained everything for me last week, everything's a lot more clear now since then. Thank you so much again. Well, you're very welcome, and thank you for coming back with that beautiful message of gratitude. I appreciate that, and so does the universe. That's awesome. Relaxing meditations. Good morning, Veronica. Can you talk about Uranus surprises and Aquarian energy, please? February always brings something unexpected to me. Well, let me look into that. Yeah, we've got a whole bunch of stuff to talk about. Thank you for wonderful light work you do. You're welcome, Mark. Thank you. Jules, can I please ask when is the best time for me to relocate to the Gulf area? Thank you. Well, okay. The universe is that this is really what I'm getting on that. Okay. I haven't forgot you, Veronica. I'm going to come back to that. I'm just running through these questions real quick. Jules wants to know, when's the best time to relocate to the Gulf area? This is immediately what came in when I read that. And it came in from Michael. It said, when you feel secure, when you've got your bags, and it's not to be sarcastic or smart here. I know it's going to come out that way a little bit. But it's literally the universe is waiting for you to say, let's go. So the green light is already there, but it's feeling like they're waiting for you to do a few things in the physical world to make it happen, and then you can go. Bottom line, that's what they're saying. So it's like, we're waiting for you to tell us, and then we're going to support it. I know. That's kind of a cool question. So the ball is in your court. They're like, let's make it happen. Get those things done, and then you're off. That's what I'm feeling. I still keep feeling a summertime for you. That's kind of a hot time to move to the Gulf in Florida, but it's still a move. But I'm telling you, that's what I'm feeling. They're saying they're waiting for you to make that decision. So look to see in your physical world, is there anything that you need to tend to, take care of, let go of? If you're feeling a little bit of sentimental attachment to where you are right now, you might need to do some releasing there. Doesn't mean you have to say goodbye to friends forever, but it might be a little bit of letting go. It's an interesting energy, because if we're, you know, not letting go of where we are, we can't move forward, but it's actually ready for you. It's just waiting for you. And an interesting response from the universe on that. We have Judy. Okay. That one, Maddie. Hi, Jen. I'm not sure if I've been focused on the right things lately. I wonder if my focus on patience and allowing things to happen is too far in the other way. Do you, the angels, have any messages? Okay. Focused on the right thing. You're not sure if you've been focused on the right things. Okay. There's your clue word right there. Universe kept bringing me back to the first sentence. Angels, Michael's saying, take it back to the first sentence. And they're blinking the word right, as in correct or right or wrong. He wants me to put an X through that, and he wants me to remind you there's no right or wrong here. It's where you feel drawn, where your energy is lifted, is where you want to go with that focus. If it's causing bumps and stress, and you're doing it because you feel like you have to go that way, that's where you want to maybe second guess that. That's what I'm picking up immediately. He had me go back to your first sentence and X out the word right. That was a different. They're very creative today. Have you noticed? That's interesting. You're not too far one way or the other. However, I feel that you get pulled down bunny trails, so to speak, and then you're trying to find your way back to your center. Find your way back to the center and ask to see everything from a bigger picture and a higher perspective, and then proceed. It sounds like it's getting a little bit out of balance. That's what I'm picking up for you on that. And that came from Michael. He's just like, whoa, you know, there's no right or wrong. It just is what's lifting you, what's not. There you go. That came straight from him. And that was interesting. He was no joke about that. So we had a question. Veronica wanted to know about the Uranus rises Aquarian energy. Well, we're in February. And that's what I'm going to take the rest of the show into, because I do want to tell you a little bit more about February's energy. So, oh, excuse me, I had to take a deep breath there. Woo. All right. First of all, it is a lighter month, like I said. Now, on February 9th, we have the energy moving into the sign of Leo. That's a full moon. It could be the 8th for a lot of you, because on the 9th, around 2:20, 2:30-ish, a.m. on the East Coast. So you go back 3 hours to the Pacific, you're already on the 8th there. So for a lot of you, that might be on the 8th. But this is a strengthening vibration, okay? A strengthening vibration. Aquarius energy, by the way, Veronica, we were talking about last week more, or in the last couple of weeks. Aquarian energy is, it's a sign that it's the water bearer. So we were talking about emotions that were being felt, not a water sign so much, but it releases, it's the carrier emotions, the water, it carries the burdens. And so if you have Aquarius energy, it could feel like you just feel like you carry it for the world all the time. And this energy that's been coming through, Uranus is in an energy that is rebirthing, it's kicking it up, it's disassembling things, you know, just like Pluto, and it's about time for it to change. And it means that if you've been carrying burdens that you need to release as an Aquarian, or even the Aquarius energy, whatever you're talking about, because we were all feeling that, it's time to rebirth that and change that. It might be a flushing out and dumping out that water container. You know, when you see that Aquarius sign, it's like pouring the water out and it's releasing the burdens that they carry for the world, so to speak. Might be time for you to do that, because if you're feeling a strong shifting, like I got to do something different, I feel like I can't focus like that, that's what that is. And when we go into, and that's a little bit more of that. Now, February, though, February's new full moon on the 9th is in Leo. Okay. That's cool. I mean, that's a potent full moon. Leo wants to be heard, seen. It carries strength. That's what we need. Why do we need that? Because all that Uranus Capricorn energy, there's Capricorn energy in there too. There's that Pluto. That's been going, that'll be pretty much carrying through the whole year. But the strength of that one coming on the 9th, we won't be so afraid. There's also an air of Aries energy, because that's coming in. And it's just, you know, let's do this. Let's just not be afraid, not feel bogged down that we can't make a choice in a different direction. It will help bring closure to past issues. That full moon will be about that. What's been holding you back? What's been bogging you down? There's a new strength in that. So I love that. On the 16th, Mars, the Aries planet, that's the one that comes in with motivation. Okay, that moves into Capricorn. And Capricorn's serious, business-minded. Let's get this done. You know, it's organized and structured. So when you have a motivational planet lining up with a Capricorn, it's like, whoa, let's get serious about this. And it's going to be taking and approaching it in a very interesting dynamic. It's in a very ambitious alignment. However, you might feel when you're coming into that energy that you're dragging your feet. You feel like, why am I not moving here? Because of that weight that you're carrying, that Aquarius float that she was bringing up. if you feel that weight and it's trying to push you and move you, but you're like trying to keep up and you just feel like you're carrying cinder blocks with you, you need to put something down. You need to put something down. It's time to let it move on. You really want to look at that. Mars supports our highest ambitions. Okay. That's like February. What was that? Oh, that was like February 16th. I'm sorry. Yeah. And, you know, it supports that. Now, the Mercury retrograde is coming in on February 18th. Remember the Mercury retrograde? You're like, now you've had this momentum, you've had this peace, this harmony, this really interesting energy coming in for February. But then we have this dynamic of push and shift, and it's taking us toward the Pisces energy. However, we have a Mercury retrograde taking us through the sign of Pisces and the air sign Aquarius, 18th through March 10th. That's going to be good for us because when we have a retrograde, we are really ready to slow down. Okay. We want to slow down. Our intuition kicks in a little bit. We're feeling the gut. We're tapping in a little bit more. And then when you're moving through a water sign like Pisces, it's a more spiritual awakening sign, more emotional. It's also the very last sign of the 12 of the 12 signs. So when you're looking at a year, we're at the end of the year when it comes to hitting the Pisces energy time. Mars is the first one. So in astrology, a year goes Mars to Pisces. So that's more, it looks like it goes spring to the end of February, or, you know, to March. And it shifts over in March, where it's not the calendar January to December. So we're about to go into the last one, which is the final one to wrap up everything over this last year. So it does overlap into the years a little bit, but we're ready to slow down with that retrograde. And that's going to be a blessing in disguise while you're working through some emotions that might be lifting out with the Aquarius, letting that go. That's interesting how those things line up to me. And when it moves into Pisces on the 18th or 19th, now it's time to feel a completion. We're resolving. So the retrograde gives you a blessing of, oh, you know what? I need to just step back and see where I'm at with this. And it's going to be to evaluate what you need to keep and what you need to let go of and go more introspective. That's what it's going to do. It's going to help you reflect on your spiritual insight. We have Neptune and Jupiter. Remember, Jupiter's expansive, and that's the planet of abundance on February 20th. But Neptune is a very spiritual planet, too. So coming in with just your spiritual awakening, really tapping into your connection, you a lot of times when Neptune's and Pisces are kind of intertwining there, you can feel your intuition stronger. You feel the dreams pick up. There's more vivid dreams. If anybody's been having some crazy dreams lately, that might be why, you know, interesting different things will come into dynamic. You start to see things you weren't seeing before. Connections to the other side are easier. When you have Jupiter and Neptune working, it's peaceful. It's supportive. It's healing. Okay, that's a good thing. And that helps you as we're making our way. This whole month, we talked about a lot of things here in a short amount of time, and I will break it down as we go through different shows during the month of February. We'll break it down a little bit more detailed. This was an overview for the whole month. But when you look at this month in general, this month comes in easier, believe it or not, after all the things we just talked about, believe it or not, it's going to help soothe you and ease you into getting used to the new frequency vibrations that are out there that Earth is already resonating with. So if you feel things are bumpy or things are, you know, that's a clue right there. That's your antenna of your own intuition and your own spirit showing you, okay, let's get back on the horse and smooth this ride out. Let's not fight against the current. It's going with that flow. This energy helps us ease in to this whole new way of life that has been evolving, but really rolled in with 2020 This year is practicing living in that new higher vibration. And remember, at the very beginning of the show, I'll remind you, which is a really good analogy. Remember, let's go back to the highway. If you feel like you're going against the current and it's just feeling too crazy and you don't feel that peace and that harmony and that flow and that balance, remember, if you're in a car on a highway and you're going slower than the flow of traffic, it feels like the traffic's just eating you alive and it's aggressive, right? That's how this frequency works. But then when you're going with the flow, it feels more balanced. Now, you heard that part, okay? If you go too fast, you feel like you're not staying with it. It's a balance. However, remember, when higher frequency vibrations is what's coming in and that's what you're feeling, believe it or not, you'll find that if your frequency is lower, you'll feel like it's all going too fast and too hectic and too crazy and it's beating you up. Because you want to rise your frequency. How do you rise your frequency? And this is where the oxymoron comes in, which feels so different. You slow down, you ground, you take your deep breaths, you reconnect to life, you embrace, oh, no, you're not going to do that to me. We're going to slow down. We're going to get reconnected here. We're going to be present and do whatever you meditation is amazing for that, guys. Meditation, just 5 minutes, close your eyes, take a deep breath, connect to your breath, slow down to raise your frequency. I know trying to explain that is kind of crazy, but it's totally, totally the way to do it. So you're actually feeling like you got to keep going faster. No, no, no. That means your frequency has slowed down to the point where you're feeling that the rest of the world's too fast. That's that frequency that's out there right now. I'm talking all metaphysics here, energy. Okay. This is looking at it from that approach. It's looking at it from the energetic vibrational frequency. So if it feels like it's taking you for a crazy ride, look to see what you can do to raise your frequency. Simple things you can do: meditation, reconnect, get the diet healthier, clear your energy, do that salt bath if you need to. Do whatever it takes. What you could do is shift your thoughts onto something that makes you smile. What brings joy to your life? Do something fun. Watch a funny movie. Do something that makes you laugh. That, all of those things, they sound so simple. It doesn't have to be that hard. Raise your frequency. And now you're balancing it out to where you can go back and tackle life a little bit better. But, you know, it doesn't even have to feel like you're tackling it. We're wanting to smooth out where we're going with it. We're in alignment with this higher frequency. All of this coming in right now is to help drive us to the point that we feel right now to change it, to grow, to be better, to improve where we are so we can enjoy life. We all have that opportunity. Nobody's been denied that, but we also all have a choice. And we choose what we want to do with that. Ignore it, do it, stay where we are. Remember, there is no right or wrong. It's just that we have an opportunity to live in a higher frequency. And I'm talking about how to do that, how you can start to implement that in. The all of 2020 will be about easing into that. This February energy helps make that a little bit lighter than what you were feeling. And we're just going to go with the flow on this. I don't know about you, but I'm ready to go. I'm running out of time, guys. We are going to have to go. I want to say thank you to everyone that watches the show. I want to say thank you. I appreciate you. Namaste. Thank you.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and TransformationTalkRadio.com.